thank you for allowing us to come together and meet with you. And Lord, I pray we'll have a good rest of the service and have a good song service. And I pray that we'll get something from the message, Lord. I pray for Brother Vandegrift that you give him the words to preach and we take it to heart. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let's sing number 356. Seated.
There's no other friend so kind as he. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
Well, I just want to say praise God Almighty. Because I know he cares for me. And I know he loves me. And as we were talking about in Sunday school this morning, I've said it many times, and I'll say it many more times. Brother James reminded me, you need some help, brother. Brother James reminded me of some things that I've said over the years.
Okay.
One of them being this. If God fails me this time, it'd be the first time. Amen? No, no. If he fails me this time, it'll be the first time. And God didn't bring me this far to leave me now. Amen. If God brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. Amen. Thank God for a Savior. I'm going to pray for Brother Martin, and we're going to have him preach. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you today. We thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you, Father, for life. Thank you, Lord, for abundant life through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't leave us here alone, that you gave us your Holy Ghost, Lord, to live inside those of us who've believed upon the shed blood of Jesus Christ unto salvation, Lord, who've come through repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you this morning. And Lord God, I pray, Father, this morning, as we've gathered together in this place, Lord, I pray that heaven come down this morning. I pray that the breath of heaven will be upon us this morning, Lord. I pray, Lord, this morning that, Lord, lives be touched, Lord. I pray that, Lord, you have your way in us this morning. Lord God, I pray if there's someone in this room who's lost in sin and on their way to an everlasting hell, I pray this morning this be the day they fall under conviction of the Holy Ghost, that they turn from that sin and they believe on Christ and be born again and have heaven in their soul and have a place in heaven and have their name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, I pray you put your hand on Brother Martin this morning. Give him grace and power. Lord, I pray you give him unction. Speak through him, Lord. Let the word come alive before us now. We praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, sir. I asked for your prayer this morning because I have some big shoes to fill. I pray for our pastor as he works here with us and blesses our hearts and our lives, and I'm thankful that God has given me an opportunity to come this morning and try in my feeble way to speak his words, and you just pray for us, and let's seek God's will here for us. If you have your Bibles, turn to Isaiah, the 48th chapter. We're going to read one verse, Isaiah 48 and 10. God's word here says through Isaiah, "Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction." Father, bless your word this morning. Break it unto us. Feed our hungry souls. May some life make peace with thee today. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I'll start off by asking a question. Have you ever worked around or been around a furnace? I used to work in a place, and that was my job, to keep the furnace fired, to clean it. And I tell you, you could feel the heat, you could smell the smoke, you could smell the stench that it put off, and it was not good. But that furnace, whatever shape it was in, was doing its job there as it put out the heat and heated the water that we had to have to work with. You know, everybody at one time or another must go through the experience of trials and tests. You know, that's something that's going to come our way. We're going to have trials. I hear people, heard people say, "Oh, the Christian life's the most easiest life in the world. You don't, when you take Jesus, your troubles is over." Folks, when you become a Christian, that's when the world really begins to pick on you. That's when old Satan really begins to throw his fiery darts. I'm not saying that God's not there with us, because was it not God there with us, those fiery darts and trials of the world would get us down. But we're going to have troubles and trials in our life. I've been there. I've done that. You know, y'all bear with me. I'm having trouble seeing this morning, but this is a fact of life. And we better face it if we intend to make those problems our servants rather than our masters. We don't want to let them overrule us and cause us to do things that's not pleasing unto him. Friend, think with me. The most vivid image of testing and trials is that of the furnace. Listen to Proverbs and what it says there right quick in 17, and we read there in 17 and 3, and it says, "The fining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts." Okay. You know, I think this morning, wealthy Solomon knew about life. He knew about gold and silver, but he also knew about life. He knew God sometimes puts his people in the furnace to prove and to purify them. We live in a time of demanding time. At the furnace of life, and we receive encouragement from God. Think about with me first the furnace of pain. You know, there is a furnace of pain, and we want to see what Job had to say about that. Job 28 and 10 says, Job 23:10, excuse me. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as what?
Gold.
What does the furnace do to gold? Purifies it. And when I go through that furnace of pain, I come out as gold. Been purified, cleansed. That old dross that's in gold comes off. Have you ever been around and watched a jeweler heat gold? You can take a pretty piece of gold and he can put it in a little pot in there and go to heating it, and it'll go to bubbling and little specks will come up. The dross is coming off. You know, think with me now. That's the furnace of pain. Next to our Lord's, perhaps no man in the Bible suffered more than Job. You know, Job had a hard life. There in Job, we want to read 23 and 10, and what did it say? We just read it, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job knew what it was to go through the trials, and he lost his wealth. Job lost everything that he had. He lost his wealth. He lost his family. He lost his wife. He lost his power. He lost everything that he had, but he didn't lose God.
Yes, right.
He had pain. You know, look with me. Last, the encouragement of his wife and friends he lost. And he sat alone on his ash heap by himself there, and he listened to his friends as they falsely diagnosed his case and tried to say that he was what? A sinner being punished by God. There he was after he had lost everything. His friends was poking fun at him. You know, friends, that's what happens out here in the world today. When we as Christians have our problems, when burdens come our way, those we work with make light of us. Those we have something to do with every day are always saying, well, I thought you was really a deep Christian. Why did God let you down? Is he whooping you? They are always out there making light of us as Christians. And there Job was when he had lost everything he had. His wealth, his family, his home, his wife, and his friends were sitting there at the ash heap making fun of him. He lost the encouragement of his wife. You know, he sat alone. Their theory is as today. As they was talking to him, their theory is what we hear today. Oh, God actually blesses those who are faithful, and those who are not, he takes away from, he scourges, he knocks them down, he whoops them. But that don't hold water, my friend. It don't hold water. God takes care of his own. Circumstances really sometimes get in a mess. Sometimes we suffer, but in every case, and time is not punishment from God. People feel like every time we have a problem, God's whooping us. It's not always God that brings these burdens upon us. Right. And that's not running that person down. It's the old devil taking advantage of every time that we come run into a stump. Every time we take our eyes off of Jesus just for a second, the old devil, oh, he grabs it. He's watching. Been there, been through it. Sometimes we suffer, but every circumstance is not punishment from God. Joseph, excuse me, Joseph suffered many ways for 13 years, but not because he disobeyed God. Paul, Jeremiah suffered, but not because they disobeyed God, but we know they obeyed God. Job understood that his suffering was purging away the dross so that he might come out of the furnace as pure gold.
Right.
Though I'm being tried, when I come out of it and it's over with, I'll be stronger in God. I went through a fiery furnace many, many years ago. And it broke my heart and almost caused me to just throw up my hands and say, that's it. You get to that point sometimes.
Yeah.
But God took hold. I prayed, God, I've gone just as far with this as I can go. I don't know what to do anymore. And somehow a little light come on to let me know God was there. And now I have the most wonderful wife God could have given me. She's been a blessing to me. She's walked with me. She stood by me in many trials and troubles. You know, we look at the church sometimes, folks, and say, oh, we'll go down to the church and all will be all right. But you know, folks, I love the church and I thank God for it, but there's many heartaches that a pastor suffers from the church.
Yeah.
When people get their eyes off of God, and you can let the pastor maybe stump his toe a little bit, and they want to bury him and cast him away. But folks, that's when he needs your prayer. That's when he needs your power. That's when he needs your love. That's when he wants to feel that arm around him and say, Pastor, I love you. And I'm not saying that our pastor might had a problem. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we as people treat him as though treat all preachers go through a lot of problems. And I'm not having pity for preachers because we've got the greatest boss that ever touched this world. We've got God. And he helped me through it. He did me. And he gave me a blessing that I've been thankful for. Sometimes we suffer, but every case is not punishment from God. The furnace of pain is not something we pray for, but sometimes it helps us. We can use it. We must enter the furnace by faith and trust God to accomplish His purpose in our lives. It's better to go through the furnace and come out pure gold than to be cheap and not be useful to the Father.
Right.
Then there's the furnace of praise. Turn over to Proverbs 27 and 21. Says, as the fining pot for silver. Y'all bear with me. My eyes is watering till I can't see. As the fining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. The furnace of praise. All praise is not complimentary to us. When we get praise, sometimes it's not being complimented. Solomon said, but he said, put praise in the furnace and get rid of the dross. Put that praise that you get a lot of times through the furnace and let the dross be burnt off, and then you have what's left. All praise is not a compliment to us. You might get to be believing all they say, and this can lead to your pride and sin. You know, people are tested and proved by what they praise.
Right.
I want to say something. You know, I love singing. I love to hear it. I can't sing, but I love to hear it. But not all the songs we sing is praise to God.
Right.
You know, there's a song probably everyone here can sing it. Many years I've been looking for a place to call home. And then it goes on and then it says, Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Now, I'm not wanting, Lord, no big mansion up there. Just build me a little cabin out there on one side. That is not praise to God.
Amen.
Nowhere in the Bible does God promise to build you a cabin. You know, cabins only spoke of one time in the Bible. And it's a part of a prison. It's a dungeon. Lord, build me hell and glory land. No, it ain't there. I have a mansion not made by hands, but made by God himself.
Amen.
And one of these days, I'm going to walk through those doors of gold and enter into that mansion and walk on those streets of gold that people fight over down here today. And I'm going to live in that home and enjoy and be blessed by God.
Amen.
A mansion not made by hands, but made by God himself. Lord, build me a cabin? No. I don't even want a cabin on my close to my mansion because that's the fiery darts of hell.
Right.
You know, the Christian who has something to brag about seldom does. But they are content to let God receive their blessings and their glory and lay their rewards at his feet.
Amen.
You know. Then I want to look right quick. They have these people who've been tested in the furnace of praise and come out pure gold to the glory of God. Then I want to think about the furnace of persecution. 1 Peter 4 and 12 says, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. Peter knew what it was facing him about the furnace. He knew that in the beginning of his ministry. And he faced persecution. He was not surprised by the persecution, for he had been tested by Jesus. What did Jesus talk to them about? Listen to John 16:33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
Amen.
The world's going to give you problems, but I've overcome the world. Folks, the most we who live like Jesus, or the more we live like Jesus, the more we can expect to be tested and treated the way Jesus was treated. The more you serve him, the more people's going to down you.
That's right.
More they're going to get on your case. More they're going to talk about you. John 15, 2 Timothy tells us something about that. I'm going to read it. Well, 1 John 16:33, I just read that, and he said, then I want to turn over to 2 Timothy and read it, 3:12, talking about serving the Lord. 3:12 says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Folks, God examines with trials. The devil examines with temptations. The world examines with persecution. And the furnace of persecution is evident that the believer is creating problems for the world. Because the more you believe and the stronger you stand for God, the harder it is on the devil and the world out here that we're facing.
Amen.
Peter tells us the furnace is persecution. It's like a garbage heap. Then think with me about the furnace of punishment as we try to hurry along here. The furnace of punishment. Over in the book of Mark, the 9th chapter, and verse 44. For the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. The furnace of punishment. Paul says this about hell. That's what he was telling us, sir. He compares hell to a garbage dump there in Jerusalem. The liberal tells us there's no hell. Oh, preacher, there ain't no hell. You ever talk to somebody and them come jump back in your face and say, oh, there ain't no hell? My answer is you won't be there one-tenth of a second till you'll change your mind.
Right.
It won't take you no year to find out that hell is real. If there is no hell, there is no heaven. The liberal is right when he says, there that man, that sends his soul to hell. Because God prepared hell for the devil and his angels. And hell's not made for God's people. Those who follow Satan end up where he ends up, hell. Hell would be a monstrous thing against God had it not been for a place called Calvary.
Amen.
Calvary came out and give us something to believe in. Those who follow Satan is going to end up where he ends up. God has prepared a way for man to escape hell, and that is through Calvary and the death of God's eternal Son. Christ entered the fire of hell for you and I. Christ entered the outer darkness for you and I. Christ was made sin for you and I. Because there is a place called hell, it is our duty to warn the world about hell. You know, the fires of life, but a child of God is made for the, not made for the eternal punishment. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. You know, if you trust Christ, Christ tells us, the Bible says, but as many as believed on him, on Christ, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on his name. And that's according to John. You know, folks, I know I've probably made a big blunder this morning in trying to talk to you about God. But I've been talking to you about someone that's true. I've been talking to you about someone that's real. I've been talking to you about someone that can reach down into the miry clay and lift you up and set your feet on a solid rock. I've been talking to you about someone that went yonder to Calvary and died on that cross and gave his life, that you and I, if we'd come to him and believe in him and trust in him, could be saved. Amen. Behold, today is the time of salvation. You know, nowhere in the Bible does it say tomorrow. Right. Have you ever noticed everything that God says is today? Boast not thyself of tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come. For what is your life? It's a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then it vanishes away.
That's right.
If it vanishes without Christ, it will burn in hell. We need to come to him and be saved today. As we get ready for our hymn of invitation, let's stand and let God bless and use your life. If you're here and you're lost, you need to be saved, now's the time. If you're here and you want to rededicate your life, find your way to the altar this morning. If you're here and you want to move your letter, find your way, and the church door is open to accept you into their family. So it's up to you. God is ready and God is willing. While we sing, will you come?
Have you failed in your plan of your storm-tossed life? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Are you weary from its toil and strife? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. He will keep to the end. He's your dearest friend. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Are you walking alone through the shadows dim? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Christ will comfort your heart. Put your trust in Him. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. He will keep to the end. He's your dear. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Would you follow the will of the risen Lord? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Would you live in the light of His blessed word? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. He will keep to the end. He's your dearest friend. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. We'll sing the last. Is your soul burdened down with its load of sin? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Throw your heart open wide, let the Savior in. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Sing it with me. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. He will keep to the end. He's your dearest friend. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Martin. Amen. I don't know if that helped anybody else, but it sure helped me. Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to let the devil get the best of me.
Amen.
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 And I know that God led me to this hour. And I want to emphasize that real strong to you. I know there's some people in this room don't know what's going on with this preacher right now. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going through the trial of my life. I've never faced anything, and I've faced some hard things in my life. Brother Martin, I may be 45 years old, but I'll tell you, I've been through the school of hard knocks in these 45 years. I've been down some hard roads and been through some things that I thought was going to shake the life out of me. And I'm going to tell you right now, Satan has done his best through folly and through misfortune and all kinds of trials and tribulations. He's tried to stop what God's trying to do with my life. But I know this, God was there the whole time. God didn't let, the devil had never sneaked one over on God. And I'm going to tell you that same way in your life and whatever you're dealing with and whatever you're facing and whatever you're going to face. The devil ain't going to slip one past God. Everything, there's a song that the group called the Anderson Family that was here years ago, they used to sing. And it says, nothing can touch me that doesn't pass through His hand. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, I am as safe as I can be in the care of my Heavenly Father. Though everything around me feels as though I'm heading off a cliff, I can tell you right now, God, if I'm heading off the cliff, God's in the pickup truck with me. And He'll keep me all the way to the ground. I'd rather suffer with God than succeed without Him. Amen. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you preaching on that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. I do know about that purifying. I used to work in an aluminum die-cast mill, and I had a furnace that was right next to me. And I used to heat that old aluminum up to 1,240 degrees, and I'd skim that dross back with that ladle, and then I'd dip into that pure aluminum. And I know, because I remember looking over night after night, it's like a mirror. I want you to skim that aluminum back, all that dross back. And that's what God's doing. And God's not just doing it in my life and Stephanie's life and these children's lives. He's doing that in all our lives. We're going through this fire together. Amen. I can tell you right now, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were all in that furnace, I don't think one of them said, hey, this is for me. Y'all are just having to go through it with me. It's for all of us. And God's going to bring us through this on the other side for His glory. Amen. I'm glad you came to the house of God today. And I hope God touched you and blessed you. And if you didn't get enough, I hope you come back tonight at 6. Amen. Brother Martin, you going to feel good enough to preach tonight? Amen. Well, we'll be here tonight at 6. Amen. And you be ready to hear from God and meet with Him tonight. Amen. Pray for Brother Lonnie. Pray that God gets him back to health and able to be here with us soon. Amen. Pray for Sister Laura that she be healed. Pray for Thomas's dad that he keep recovering from his cancer. Pray for Ricky he gets over these shingles. Pray for Brother Martin to have strength and have God's power on him. Pray for Sister Martha and pray for all these dear folks in this church. Pray for Brother James for him to be there for Sister Laura and help her. Pray for all our church members who are struggling, going through things, and pray for our family. Pray that God holds us together. Pray that God gives us what we need and comforts us. Amen. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer and be dismissed. We'll see you back here this evening at 6 o'clock in the Lord's house, ready to meet with Him again. Is there a word from anybody before we dismiss this morning? Amen. Amen. And He does. He deserves all praise. Amen. And let's give Him that. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and we'll be dismissed. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we love You this morning. Father, we thank You, Father, for this message that Brother Martin has preached. Lord, we just want to give You praise and glory that, Lord, You're not content to leave us, Lord, in the state that we are, Father. Lord, I realize sometimes that we go through that trial and tribulation, Lord. Maybe it's not anything we've done. Maybe it's somebody close to us had to go through it, Lord, and we go through it with them. But Lord, it's for us to learn something. It's for us to be stronger. Lord, Your will is perfect, Lord. You don't make any mistakes, Lord. Father, we don't understand why things have to happen to some people, and Lord, it grieves us to our soul. But Lord, You're our comfort. You're our strengthener, Lord. Lord, all the, as I read the Psalms, Lord, all the things that David called You, You're our buckler, our shield, our strength, our high and mighty tower. Lord, You're all those things, that our fortress, Lord. Lord, You're everything to us. And we need You every step of the way. Father, I pray for each and every one that came to the house of God today, Lord, that they got a blessing from this. They realize, Lord, that the things they're going through, Lord, they're not going through them by themselves. They're going through them with You, Lord. May we cling to You. May we look to You. May we listen to You. May we speak to You, talk to You, pour our heart out to You, Lord. Draw near to You through all this. Lord, come out of this stronger, Lord, with Your reflection on us. Oh, God, I pray that, Lord, throughout this whole thing, Lord, we draw nigh to You, that we have more of Your power. We have more of Your strength. Lord, that we sound more like You. We look more like You. We act more like You. Oh, God, please do Your finished work in us. And we're going to give You the praise and glory, Lord. We pray if there's anybody in this room who's not saved by the grace of God. Lord, I pray this day is over. They fall upon their face and they call out to God and they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. We just ask You bless it now. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We're dismissed.
I'm going to ask for an orator this morning and ask for a preacher.